Now, the Sydney Festival is well underway, and I hope you've been perusing the website to find the best things to enjoy at this time of year. Well, here's something that I can definitely recommend. Picture this. Artists, lawyers, leaders, and activists putting Australia's colonial past and murky refugee policies on trial right before your eyes. This is what happens in a powerful piece of political theatre called Tribunal. Ultimately, you be the judge. Now, we've got creator and director Karen Therese on the line for a bit of a chat. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mick. How are you going?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
No problem. Good morning.
Now, this show has been shown across Sydney already, but it comes to the Sydney Festival and it brings down at Carriage Works there, and it's going to be a fantastic experience because maybe people haven't seen this before or heard of it. Can you go back to where it all began and how this show sort of was born a few years ago?
Yeah, well, it was born... I collaborated with a human rights lawyer, an international human rights lawyer named Joe Tan, and I wanted to make a work with him. And the work, so we went and did a residency in Adelaide, and during that time, 25 refugee asylum seekers died on when their boat crashed off Christmas Island.
Oh, like in 2013, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So it's, you know, that, yeah. So it was a while ago, and... Then we started talking. I was like, and Australia basically left the bodies of these asylum seekers in the water because they felt like, because apparently they drowned just outside of Australian waters. And, you know, I was completely devastated, like more devastated than any I've ever been in relationship to these, to the whole asylum seeker plight.
Yeah.
Probably because we were so deep into this kind of research. And I asked Joe, how's Australia going to stop doing this to people? And he said, well, we need to have a Truth and Reconciliation Tribunal. We need to first apologise to our Indigenous Australians, First Nations Australians, so we can move forward and, you know, and learn about kindness, really. So we can stop incarcerating people, which is what we've been doing, you know, since colonization. We've been incarcerating Indigenous people, and now we're incarcerating refugees. And so I just thought, let's start Australia's first Truth and Reconciliation Tribunal and make the theme about asylum seekers. And I spoke to Aunty Rhonda Dixon, Dixon Grosvenor, who's an Aboriginal elder, and she came on as the convener of the tribunal, or the judge. So, the work is a conversation essentially between Aunty Rhonda and Mahdi Mohammadi, who is an asylum seeker, or who was an asylum seeker, he's a refugee now, from Kabul.
It's very suitable that you have an Aboriginal elder as the judge, I think. I think it's a really symbolic thing to note.
It's, the beauty is that because... essentially, I got to set up the Truth and Reconciliation Tribunal. I just thought throughout my whole experience of life, I really believe that Indigenous women are the most powerful powerful humans in Australia. My experience working with Aboriginal women has just, you know, been extraordinary and extraordinary learning for me. So it just made sense for me that an Indigenous elder, a woman, needs to be in that position, because it was like, what do I see as the most ideal kind of version of an Australian justice system?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. And Aunty Rhonda is just extraordinary. And when I approached her, she's like, well, this sounds, you know, if you want me to do this, then we need to do it properly. Or she goes, I'm not going to be gammon about it. And so she said, I would need a possum skin cloak, so which is elders use for significant ceremonies. So we went through protocol and processes and ceremonies to create a possum skin cloak for Aunty Rhonda.
Wow.
And that took almost several months, actually, to create, and that's a really significant part of the tribunal and of Aunty Rhonda's presence in the work.
That's amazing. Yeah, really, really cool. It feels like this whole concept and the play is a very much a learning experience, and people are there to watch, listen, and learn, and maybe find out things that they didn't know before they went there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because we really wanted to create something that people aren't getting from the media. So we really broke everything down, and we slow everything down for people. So and it goes on that kind of idea that once you know someone's story, you can't really judge a person. And we kind of like realize that in the media, they might have 3 seconds, you know, or 30 seconds of TV about someone who self-immolates, you know, something really tragic and horrific, and then they'll cut to something else really quickly. So Australia is really, people are being really desensitized and don't get a chance to kind of mourn or think about what's really happening. And it's a very manipulative kind of space in the media and in politics where everyone's so confused, you know, that they're almost kind of stunned and they're not reacting at all because no one knows what to do. Yeah. So basically with Tribunal, we've really created this very kind and very, you know, kind space where people can, and we've slowed everything down. And we use a lot of kind of ritual and ceremony that Auntie Rhonda's brought into it. So if we ever mention a death or some difficult subject, then Auntie Rhonda stands as the convener and creates a ritual through song and it just acknowledges what we've just heard. So we can all create the space to, you know, to give that person who died just, you know, the reverence that they deserve.
Yeah.
And also kind of brings the audience into the conversation in a really great way. It kind of creates this wonderful tea party at the end, really, and this kind of Iraqi tea, Middle Eastern tea party. So it's, you know, it starts off very, 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 I suppose, lending from courts, but then it kind of very quickly breaks down. And Auntie Rhonda is and Mardi, you know, they're just wonderful performers and wonderful human beings, and it becomes very, very personal and humorous sometimes, you know, and intimate. And so it's very intimate. And yeah, we've played, this is like our fifth season, and it just keeps building in momentum.
Yeah.
People like when like Trump was elected, someone rang me and went, you know, if I could come to Tribunal right now, I would. We need Tribunal right now to gather.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it is a show, like it's a wonderful and beautiful theatre work, but also it's a place for people to gather and have conversation, you know.
Yeah.
And someone else said, you know, it'd be great if Tribunal was on every Sunday, like church. You know, we could just go and be with Auntie Rhonda and be with Marty and just talk together. So it's becoming, difference, kind of filling a cultural gap that's kind of left mostly by Parliament, but.
And like you say, and every performance is different, and the guests are airing their experiences and issues that may be affecting the communities at that time as well. So it's really unique.
And this version is going to be very different because of what's happened on Manus. So we need to respond to that, so we're kind of working out how that conversation's going to go. And so we're working, the cast has lawyers like Katie Green, who's a human rights lawyer, and Paul Dwyer, who's, you know, used to be in version 1.0 and has done or made probably some of the most significant, you know, political theatre works in the country, and Mardi, who's he was a performer and theatre maker in Afghanistan. He had a company that supported the rights of women in Kabul, and he had to become an asylum seeker because supporting women in Afghanistan was against the Sharia law. So his feminist theatre company kind of, you know, exploded. It was becoming very, very popular and was being supported by the BBC and a number of human rights organisations, and then some extremely religious people kind of saw what he was doing as a big problem, and he was attacked, and as a result he and the other artists in the group had to flee Kabul.
Wow.
And that's the reason he became an asylum seeker. And so his story as an artist is a kind of core part of Tribunal.
What an amazing story. These are some of the stories you can hear at Tribunal. It is an honest part of the Sydney Festival. Commences next Wednesday.
Yep.
Tickets are selling very, very quickly. So
tickets are selling very quickly, yeah. So
if you want to get
there's
a
only
ticket,
a few more nights available.
Jump on sydneyfestival.org.au. Just do a search for Tribunal in there and you'll find it. Down at Carriage Works in Everly. Karen, thank you so much for your time on 2SER Breakfast. Really, really.
Thanks, Nick.
Congrats on the show. It's great to chat to you
thank
again.
You.
And, yeah, hope you have a good run.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm really looking forward to